Was it a bolster?
I don't know. It was something like it's some mess.
Yeah, I guess you called it a bolster.
No, this didn't, I mean, this was not one. It just went halfway across the
street. No, it'd go from across it.
Okay.
It's like a roll of something rolling up and across there.
What about when you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds to go around, you put some quilts down on the floor and
built your bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever hear it called a Baptist bed?
Yeah, and a family bed. Some will build a family bed. That's what people used to have to do. You know, everybody had a big bunch of children. It's not like it is now.
I know.
And they didn't have no room like people have now.
Isn't it funny that back in the days when people used to have so many children, they didn't have as big a houses?
No.
But they had more company.
Yeah.
People
stayed two or three nights at a time.
Yeah, and this big old pallet just filled it full of young.
Yeah.
Now you can't get nobody to sleep together.
I know it. Yeah. Everybody's got to have his own bed.
Own bed, yes, sir, that's what it is.
And I've seen people sleep three in a bed. Put a kid across the foot of it, across the bed this way.
Yeah. Well, the men and women must come see, and they'd have two little young ones. Well, one sleep up there, and they'd say, he can sleep the foot.
Yeah, yeah.
And put him down there. Yeah. Well, that young one just sleep good, I think.
Yeah.
And after you're done, there must have changed it's been made.
Sure, sure. People don't think about these things being gone, you know, until you really start thinking about it. And like, well, we had the old feather beds, and we have one of our beds that have two or three of these old feather beds, and you could just pull one of those off.
Uh-huh, like a
habit.
You
know, when it's real cold, people have that little fireplace
to make
their covers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, feather beds used to be so deep that you'd just kind of sink down in
the
morning.
Well, I'm going to go out.
Okay, I hated about you breaking that chair. People don't realize until they get thinking about it, these things are
vanished.
What is bottom land?
Well, that's where you down in the bottom, you know.
Okay, low.
We'd call it low ground now, but we used to call it down in the bottom.
If you had land that you had water standing on it and you wanted to get it off, you'd have to do what?
Dig it.
Okay.
Put a dig down to that little shovel.
Okay.
We didn't have none of these dead big machines.
That's right,
you
had to do it all by hand.
They had to do it by hand, sure did.
Okay, and they're out doing what to the land? Would you say ditching it?
Ditching it.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody talking about dirt, say loam or buckshot land or?
Oh, yeah, and crawfish land.
Well, what is crawfish land?
It's a white, and crawfish, you say so much. Now, that's where you need to raise it. Cane, you know, make homemade molasses out of it, they said. Oh, that'd be a good piece of ground for cane, you know. Sugar cane's what we call it.
Yeah, right.
And because it'd just be crawfish holes all over, they'd just work it up around that.
And they'd keep the ground work.
Yeah, and it'd be the prettiest part of molasses. Well, you know, some ground where you grow cane, it'd be all red.
Yeah.
Black looking, people just rag about that. This is crawfish land, what this grows, you know.
Well, what is buckshot land? Is that just gravelly kind of stuff?
I guess it is, yeah. Okay. I imagine it be gravel.
What is a creek? Is it bigger or smaller than, say, a branch?